You're a startup founder. Finding product market fit is probably your number one priority. But to land bigger customers, you also need security compliance. Obtaining your SOC 2 or ISO 27001 certification can open those big doors, but they take time and energy, pulling you away from building and shipping. That's where Vanta comes in. Vanta is the all-in-one compliance solution helping startups get audit ready and build a strong security foundation quickly and painlessly. Vanta automates the manual security tasks that slow you down, helping you streamline your audit. The platform connects you with trusted experts to build your program, auditors to get you through audits quickly, and a marketplace for essentials like pen testing. So whether you're closing your first deal or gearing up for growth, Vanta makes compliance easy. Join over 8,000 companies, including Y Combinator and Techstar startups, who trust Vanta. For a limited time, get $1,000 off Vanta at vanta.com/simplify. That's vanta.com/simplify for $1,000 off.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Hey, guys. Welcome to Tuesday. It's 2:30 as I record this, so hopefully your day has already started, as mine has been busy. But that doesn't mean I'm not reading Orioles news. And it doesn't mean I'm not copying and pasting things on my phone all day to get into the Birdland Today newsletter for today or tomorrow or later in the week. Make sure you subscribe to that at birdlandtoday.com, newsletter up at the top. I've been playing with using AI to put it together, which makes some amazing mistakes if I don't catch them. So I hear all this talk about AI is going to, we should be scared of AI. Well, I use AI and I use ChatGPT, but it makes so many stupid mistakes that I'm not worried about AI taking over my podcast job. Because it'll change a name. I will type one guy's name and run it through AI like three times to clean up like the way I wrote the paragraph or something. And then I will miss that it completely changed the guy's name. I don't know why it does that. Getting the left field and the right field wrong. And when I put a picture of a wall, that wasn't AI's mistake. That was my mistake. I've been talking so much about this. What are the Orioles doing right field? I don't understand what Michael Elias is doing. And I'll tell you what. Section 336, I recorded with Matt last night, came out this morning. We discussed this, and Matt likes all these moves. Matt explained to me how he sees this playing out, and he sold it to me. I like these moves. I like all the extra outfielders. I like it to get through the season. I like it from maybe even for setting up in the future. So he sold me. Make sure you check out Section 336 as well. Now, I know I've done some of these episodes where I do a player profile and it's nice and scripted. And that takes a good amount of work for me because I'm not that type of podcaster. I'm not that type of writer. I am best if I can come on here and speak with emotion and tell you about something I care about. And thanks to the Guardians, they reminded me of something that I'm passionate about. And it's not their stupid name. Because I've lost that battle. If you want to change your name to the Guardians, the Commanders, and whatever else we have changed over the years, I give up. Leave my teams alone. I'm not going to argue if you change your team names, even if I think they're all stupid names. So, but the Guardians posted a tweet that simply says, "Local blackouts are gone. Stream Cleveland Guardian games for just $99.99 a season at cleveguardians.tv. Hashtag for the land." Guys, I know we hashtag Birdland, and I know I hate Mr. Splash. Tell me I'm not crazy here. For the land is a really bad hashtag. I get it. It's Cleveland. You're doing it for the land. No, thank you. We'll stick with Birdland. Unless, no, for the land is bad. But local blackouts are gone is amazing. And this is where the Baltimore Orioles need to be on the forefront of baseball. They need to be doing what the Guardians are doing. the time for blackouts is over. Sports got to move on with this. I watched the Super Bowl this weekend on the Fubo app. What's the app? Tubi. I watched the Super Bowl on Tubi. I thought Tubi was just so like my mom can go on there and Rob Spiewak and watch these old shows that stopped being made in the 70s and 80s. But it turns out there's a bunch of stuff on Tubi, including the Super Bowl in 4K for free. The NFL didn't try to hide their best product from me. They didn't try to put it behind a paywall. This is where the Orioles need to step out. The Orioles own their rights with Masson. Major League Baseball is clearly trying to push their teams towards this option of no blackouts. I'm in Florida. I watch all my games on the MLB app. It is amazing. I love the MLB app. I hate that all streaming has a slight delay. Hate it. But until they figure that out, it's still there. The game's there. I get to watch every single game through streaming, and I love it. And I want that for you guys that live in Maryland. Because if I still lived in Maryland, I would be paying for one of these stupid cable companies, not because I want to, but because I need the Orioles. And I want these blackouts. I'll tell you, these blackouts hit me in North Florida. I get hit when they play the Marlins, and I get hit when they play the Rays. When they play those two teams, the blackouts block me, and I got to go and find other means to watch the game, which I generally is calling someone up that has Masson and saying, hey, can I log into your Masson account? And that works for me. But guys, it shouldn't be this hard. It's the Orioles. We spend all of our time talking about the Orioles. We wear the hats, the shirts. We've given them all of our money. I make multiple trips to Baltimore to spend money on the Orioles. I've got to go to Sarasota in a couple weeks to spend money on the Orioles. Every time there is a birthday or Christmas or any reason to buy me a gift, there's something related to the Orioles in my gifts. I give this team too much money. I give this team all of my money, so much attention, so much planning around this team. The one thing they can do is don't make it impossible to stream your games. I'm not even asking for you to do it for free, Masson. $100 for the year? No problem. I think, what's MLB TV cost? Isn't it like $160 or something? And I know T-Mobile has given it away for free the past few years. It's $149.99 to have access to all teams all year. It says stream MLB.TV for the entire MLB season, along with access to the MLB network for the 2025 season and off season. Our best value, subscription renews, whatever, $150 a year for all teams. I will pay that. I will pay that no matter what. It's worth it. Even if the Orioles aren't playing or if there's something interesting going on, or it's fun to check in on another team, another pitcher, check out Otani. It's worth it. It's worth every penny, except for the little star at the bottom that says blackout and other restrictions apply. It's time to get rid of the blackouts. Let's see. Blackout restrictions. You can go down here. If you go to MLBTV.com or MLBTV, I just Googled, you can type in your blackout restrictions. Let me type in my zip code. You will be blacked out by games involving the Rays and the Marlins. Ridiculous. Type in my old zip code back in Annapolis. You will be blacked out by games involving the Baltimore Orioles and the Washington Nationals. That is ridiculous. We have moved on. Guys, what is it going to take for baseball to understand what's going on here? Is it the Orioles own Masson? Let's see what happens just for fun. If I type in a Cleveland zip code, let's see. It says the Cleveland Guardians are blacked out on MLB.TV, but you can log in to the Cleveland Home Television app. No, it doesn't say that. I skipped ahead. It says, Cleveland Guardian fans in Cleveland home television territories can now watch Guardian games in the market. So you're not blacked out. That's what we need. And I guarantee Cleveland's the first team that I saw because it came across my Twitter feed today. I guarantee other teams are doing that too. Now, there's a funny note down here at the bottom. All San Francisco Giant and Athletic, no city, live games will be blacked out in the U.S. territory of Guam. Explain to me why the Giants and Athletics are blacked out in Guam. If I live in Guam, can I just turn on the TV and watch it? I don't know what that means. I don't understand what Guam means. It doesn't affect the Oriole fans. But what does affect the Oriole fans is the state of Maryland. What does affect me is the Rays and the Marlins. And it's time for Major League Baseball to get rid of this. And the Baltimore Orioles should be leading the charge with the Guardians. We talk about how we are a small market team. Small market teams got to do things different. We own the rights to the Orioles and Nationals. Flip a switch. Yeah, you might need to call what's up there, Comcast and Verizon, and be like, guys, we need to work something out. We need to make it so that people can watch our games on YouTube TV. We need to make it so people can stream the games at home without anything else. And we need to rework our contracts. Dave Rubenstein, this is what you should be doing. Send Mr. Splash over there and fry some servers or something, whatever it takes to get rid of these blackouts. Because I don't think it takes much. And I know if we can move the wall further out and then the wall back in, then we can make this work. It's not hard. All right, I'm going to wrap it up there for Birdland today. Or I will keep ranting and raving about how it's not hard to fix these blackouts. And it's not even going to cost you money. That's the irritating thing. It's not even about money at this point. Let people watch your game. More people watch the game, more people attend the game, more people buy your gear. All right, that's it. Let me stop. I'm done. You understand. Birdland Today, newsletter, podcast. Check out Section 336, the podcast as well. Birdlandtoday.com, Section336.com. And while I'm at it, check out the Mike O'Mara Show, MikeO'MaraShow.com, where I'm on every morning with Mike and Rob talking about whatever's going on. Check all of those out, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on. Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.